the costumes. I find myself standing naked in a nudist camp, and I can feel that I am being closely observed by men and women of various ages. Someone tells me these people are studying me because it's obvious to them I have certain problems. This person suggests that I cover up my body, so I put on a hat and some shoes. As soon as I do, the nudists lose interest in me. I'm expected at a party soon, so I finish dressing and leave the nudist camp. As I enter a large house, in the hallway I meet a fashionably dressed gentleman. He informs me that this is a costume party, and that to enter the ballroom I must be appropriately dressed. He directs my attention to one side, where I see a dressing room that is filled with exotic masks and costumes. Taking my time, I begin to choose carefully among them. Before me are several mirrors set at angles. And as I try on different masks and costumes, I can see myself from all sides. First, I try on the costume and the mask that look worst on me. Then, I try on the best costume and the best mask, and study myself from all angles. Any imperfection I see is immediately corrected until my whole costume is perfectly coordinated. Resplendent, I make my entrance into the grand ballroom where the party is going on. The room is filled with people, and all of them are wearing masks and costumes. A hush falls over the crowd. And then everyone applauds my perfect costume. Urging me to go up on stage, they call for me to sing and dance. And so I do. Next, the audience demands that I take off my mask and repeat my performance. But just as I'm about to, I realize I'm dressed in that hideous costume I tried on first. To make matters worse, My face is now exposed. I feel ugly and ridiculous. Nevertheless, I sing and dance before the crowd, enduring their scornful jeers and whistles. Leaping onto the stage, a brash musketeer jostles and insults me. Much to his dismay, I begin to transform into an animal. I continue changing into different animals, but always keeping my own face. First, I am a dog, then a bird, and finally, an enormous toad. At this point, a chess piece, a rook, comes over to me and says, "You should be ashamed of yourself, frightening the children this way." I return to my normal appearance, dressed in my usual clothing. Now, I find that I'm growing smaller. Already I've shrunk to the size of a small child. Stepping down from the stage, I look up at the enormous costumed people peering down at me from above. All the while, I continue growing smaller. Screaming hysterically, a woman cries out that I'm an insect. But just as she's about to squash me with her foot, I shrink to microscopic size. Quickly, I grow back to the size of a child. And then to my normal size. I continue growing larger and larger while the crowd around me scatters, running in all directions. My head now reaches the ceiling, and I look down on everything from above. Recognizing the woman who tried to squash me, I pick her up in one hand and set her down on the stage as she screams hysterically. returning to my normal size, I decide to leave the party. When I reach the hallway, I see a mirror that completely distorts my appearance. Then, I rub the surface until the mirror reflects back to me that beautiful image I have always longed for. Giving my regards to the dapper fellow at the entrance, I leave the house at peace with myself.